The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Now, with rapid economic development over the last decade or so, Singapore's injected dynamism and new opportunities into the utilities industry. Now, the shift in customer needs and demands have demanded a fresh new approach to utilities. So we've all been enjoying the open electricity market so far. I myself have saved some money, but some of the responses other than the open electricity market to this change is also the rise in popularity of the electric vehicle. What might the next steps be? Smart utilities, perhaps? We're going to get Francois Vasil, who is Vice President of Oracle Utilities International Market, to tell us more. Francois, thanks for coming today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
So how is our utilities landscape here in Singapore changing? Talk us through it.
It's a very exciting time. As you know, the open electricity market started in November last year, November 2018, and will be finalized by May 2018 in terms of the four zones to be open. And we started seeing people looking at the changes. 96% of Singaporeans are aware of the open electricity market. 50% of them are thinking to shift to new retailer.
Thinking only?
Thinking only.
Okay.
And it's a process. And 75% of them have started to seek information. Right? So why only 50%? Any change provides some uncertainty.
Yeah.
People want to understand why change. What is that going to provide to me? The first thing that comes to mind is I'm going to save money. But you need to understand the tariff. You need to understand the different offers in the table. And that can be complex. You need to make sure that if you change, you're not going to have any hidden cost, that you will be able to look at a contract whenever you want. You need to have you need to get the proper service from your new utility. And you need to make sure that you're going to have reliable and safe energy. So it takes a bit of time. Now, in the deregulated market, what we've seen is the new retailers tend to advertise and market a lot at the beginning. And then as you go, consumer will change primary number one for tariff. That's not enough. Right. So what utilities need to do in terms of smart utilities is to make sure they're going to add additional services. And we come back to the electrical vehicles that you mentioned before. But by additional services, we're looking at how to digitalize their approach and services that the exchange are going to be between the consumer and the utility.
Digitalize for the service provider to the consumer?
Correct.
Okay.
So, for example, today in Singapore, you receive your monthly bill. On your monthly bill, you got, average 250 Singapore dollars, 300, and then it tells you maybe more. If it's more, then you can save a lot of money. It tells you basically how much you consume and give you a bit of a comparison between your neighborhood or similar type of household. That's a good starting point. However, it doesn't show you how you can save additional money by looking at how you use your electricity, what is during the time of you being at home. So when do you put your dishwashing working? When do you start doing, watching TV? When do you start having your washing machine being used, etc.? We are becoming more and more digitalized and using Internet of Things. So every device starts to be connected. So there's a lot of data that we can collect, and that's where the utilities are going to be able to use to give you more insight on how you can save money and being more sustainable.
So whose responsibility, though, do you think it is? Service providers' responsibility to gather that data, assess it, and analyze it for you, or as a consumer myself, keep an eye on those kinds of patterns and find a plan that suits me?
Yeah, I think both. So the utilities are going to need to differentiate themselves. There's 13 retailers in Singapore right now. It's a lot. Right, we might see some consolidation in the future, but right now, for them to acquire a new consumer, they need to differentiate themselves. And it's going to be either tariff or, on top of that, insight on how they can help you saving consumption of electricity.
From hour to hour kind of breakdown?
Potentially, yes.
Okay.
So, we see in other markets, in other deregulated markets, the ability for you as a consumer to get access to a mobile app and being able to see how much you consume of electricity every single day, and giving you tips in terms of you could save money by doing this or by doing that. So in Japan, for example, Oracle has a solution called Opower, and we give high alert bill warning to consumer. So in advance, we're telling them, be careful this month. You've been spending 10 or 15% more than the previous months, and we believe that you were spending that money because of what you're doing right now. And we give them,
and the warning comes via the app?
Yeah, the app. Via the app or via email or via an SMS, depending on the way that they decide to interact with us. and that's a key thing for the utilities and the consumer. On average, you spend between 30 to 60 seconds a month to think about your utility. It's when you receive your bill at the end of the month, you look at it, it's high, and you pay it.
Yes.
All right.
True.
So what we want to make sure is we give you a better experience. And better experience means we reach out to you when it matters for you, at the right time.
Not at the end of the month, well, after you've raked up $400, right? Okay.
Correct. So as we start to get more insight about yourself, about your data usage, we will be able to find the right time to connect with you and say, we can save you a bit more money here. We can put you on a new plan here. We can give you an advice here. We can give you some tips.
What does this mean for consumers at a household level? How can we get in on the action, so to speak? Do all our devices have to be smart?
At one stage, they will.
Okay.
Today, they don't. So today, the utilities have enough information from the data meter reading to be able to give you some insight.
To know even what appliance you're using at that point?
So there's a lot of plans, and that's one of the confusion and challenge that consumers face. You look at the regulated market in Australia, there's more than 3,000 tariff plans. In Sweden, 4,200. So when you face that type of
numbers,
it's very difficult to say, why am I going to switch and what for? Right? So we need to simplify it. We need to simplify it, and we need to customize the tariff or the service that we provide to you depending on your usage.
Well, if you customize tariffs, Francois, that makes it even more tariffs for people to sort of
when I say tariff, is the way that we manage your peak hours.
Yeah.
All right? So the tariff might be the same. You might have some incentive around it. Okay? As you know, in Singapore, you've got two types of plans. One is the fixed tariff, and it's basically a percentage of discount on the regulated tariff. Sorry, that's not the fix. It's the DOT, the deregulated tariff of plan. The other one is a fixed tariff. So the fixed tariff you sign for 12 or 24 months. I think right now for 24 months you got 18.96 cents per kilowatt, but you are committed for 2 years. So the challenge you're going to have is, in principle, the tariff seems simple. But when you're going to start looking at your own usage, it's going to be a bit more complicated. So for the user, the consumer, to come back to your question, your job, your responsibility is to start to better understand how you use electricity and what's going to be the most appropriate plan for you. And it's not just about saving money, but it's also to become more energy efficient. And by becoming more energy efficient, you then participate into the sustainability of the world. You participate into the plan of Singapore being a smart nation. So there's a bit of citizen responsibility in that as well. It's not just about saving money.
So these are the biggest trends that are coming up, that everyone should be more aware of data, and what else might be coming up?
So coming up, obviously, electrical vehicles, massive. If you look at data point, in second quarter of 2018, there was 440,000 vehicles sold worldwide. It was a 77% increase year to year, and it's not going to stop, right? I think by 2025, there's going to be 32 more new type of electrical vehicles going into the market. So that's going to have an impact in the grid, and it's going to have an impact in the grid that, you know, the utilities are going to start to treat you as a producer of electricity, as a consumer of electricity. So we're talking electrical vehicle, we're talking solar panel, we're talking batteries. So all is going to change, right? Now, when you have an electric vehicle, you might not charge it at your place all the time. You might charge it at the office, you might charge it at your friends, etc. And you might charge your car at different times. So I think for Singapore, the plan is to have 1,000 charging stations by 2020. Some of them...
Is that enough?
It's a good start.
Okay.
But the point is how fast can you charge your car? So out of the 1,000 charging stations, 250 of them, you will be able to charge your car within 25 minutes. That's pretty quick, right? Now, is that enough? It depends on how many electrical vehicles Singaporeans are going to buy in the future.
Right.
But that's going to be change the grid, the national grid, significantly.
How are you going to be discussing this at the Oracle Open World Asia? What other kinds of things might be coming up then?
Learning machines, artificial intelligence is going to be key in the future. It's already started. And again, it's going to be part of making that world more intelligent and making the right decision. Speed and agility in business, being able to act fast, to innovate, to be able to change the business model. That's a big topic as well in open world. And then everything from a technology perspective, moving into SaaS and cloud.
Right. Do you anticipate that businesses will be able to? Because oftentimes, or most of the time in countries, the provider of electricity, fuel, energy and such are regulated by the government mostly.
They're regulated.
Really large entities too.
Absolutely. But I think utilities are catching up with the rest of other industries. I look at Japan. It's quite a regulated market. We have one of the biggest SaaS contracts in the utilities around the power energy efficiency and customer engagement. So I think at the end of the day, the electricity adapting to the new markets or to the new changes, and step by step, they're starting to look at what makes sense for their business, what makes sense for the consumer as well.
François Vasile is Vice President of Oracle Utilities International Market. François, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.